雍正十四年四月啊。
In the 14th year of the Yongzheng reign in April.
那么曾经是这个雍正爷的这个铁杆哥们儿的奉明君啊。
So, this was the loyal friend of Emperor Yongzheng, Feng Mingzhen.
那么他手下仅剩的几员大将啊。
So, the few remaining senior generals under his command.
也是离他最近的核心的几位人物啊。
Also, these are the key figures closest to him.
也全部被拿下了。
All of them have been taken.
其原因呢，就是因为他的这个干儿子啊。
The reason is that his son-in-law,
这个亮哥啊，被拿下了。
This Liang was taken down.
亮哥拿下之后啊
，After Liang got it,
是到里边是竹筒倒豆子啊。
It's about putting beans in bamboo tubes.
基本上是知无不言。
Basically, it means that you should be open and honest with others, and you should be willing to share your thoughts and feelings with them.
Yeah.
Words.
无不尽啊。
There is no end.
据说牵扯到了七十多位啊。
It is said that there were over 70 people involved.
雍正朝的大员啊。
The great Yongzheng era.
当然也都是跟奉明君关系非浅的这些人物。
Of course, these people also have a close relationship with Feng Mei.
那么这里边呢，就包括这个牛栏山二锅头协会的会长红野啊。
So, this includes the president of the Nation Two Pot Hen Association, Red.
红野曾经在这个奉明君麾下呀。
Red Yu was once under the command of Feng Mingzhen.
任这个巡按都御史啊。
Take on the role of the Inspector General of the Imperial Court.
红爷也被这个拿下了。
Red also got court.
还有谁呢
？Who else？
啊。
L。
还有就是这个青野啊。
And then there's this grand elder referring to the head of the organization.
这个青爷呢，也是啊，奉明君非常得力的一员干将啊。
This King Yi is also a very capable soldier of Feng Ming Army.
啊，
后
曾经在这个考编大省啊。
Once a major province for exam preparation.
那是当过。这个知府的啊，这么一位人物啊。
That was a governor, a prominent figure.
那么他呢，在前几轮啊，对这个奉明君的马仔的这种清洗中呢，啊。
So in the previous few rounds, he was involved in the cleansing of Mingzhen's henchmen.
可以说是逃过一劫啊。
It seems like he narrowly escaped.
啊，为什么呢
？Why？
因为啊，这个他所治下呀啊，有一个荷花盛开的地方。
Because his territory had a place where lotus flowers bloomed.
这个荷花盛开的地方啊。
This place where the lotus flowers are in full bloom.
啊是啊，跟这个雍正爷的这个皇后的关系啊。
Yes.About the relationship between this empress and Emperor Yongzheng.
是关系匪浅啊。
It's a deep connection.
那么他呢就因为主管过这个红绿市场啊。
So, he was just in charge of this red and green market.
所以呢就把这个荷花盛开的地方啊。
So, I would put this lotus flower blooming place.
三个有名的这个买卖家啊
，three of well-known buyers and sellers，
都给捧进了这个红绿市场。
All of them were brought to this red and green market。
当然，这跟这个国舅爷富察傅恒啊，都有着很深的关系。
Of course, this also has a very deep relationship with the foreign minister, Fu Heng.
所以在前一两
Therefore, in the previous two rounds,
一两轮中啊
a couple of times,
他能够侥幸逃脱
he was lucky to escape.
但是呢随着这个亮爷的这个竹筒倒豆子呢
However, with this Sly Yi and his bamboo tube method of dropping beans,
那他很多事情啊也被这个暴露了出来啊
This also revealed a lot of things about him.
所以呢现在也是啊在查的这么个状态
So now I'm still in the process of checking.
还有一个人是谁呢
Who is the other person?
就是这个利爷啊
This guy is really powerful.
这个利爷呢也是啊这个利爷呢是跟这个雍正爷自己家家族的这个啊关系啊非常的好啊。
This boss is also very close to the emperor, and his family has a very good relationship with the emperor.
当年雍正爷在前邸的时候啊
，When Emperor Yongzhen was in the Shallow Residence,
他是没少帮他们家的忙啊。
He has been helping them a lot.
那么这个由于这个雍正爷他们家也做生意嘛啊。
So this, because of this, Emperor Yongzhen also did business.
所以源源不断的啊。
So it's endless.
用他所啊管的这个银号吧啊。
Use the bank account he manages.
那么这个往雍正爷家里边是输送资金啊。
So, this is a way to transfer funds to the Yongzhen Emperor's household.
但是呢随着这个亮爷的这个招供吧啊。
However, with this witness's testimony,
那么有很多的事情呢
there are so many things,
可能也是扛不过去了啊。
Maybe I can't take it anymore.
所以这三员大将这个纷纷落马
So, the fall of these three high-ranking generals
现在就剩一个这个萧野了
Now there is only one left, this guy
估计萧野呢也是泥菩萨过河自身难保啊所以这个凤鸣军一门呢
I guess that Zairo B is also in a hopeless situation, so this Feng Ming family is in a very difficult position.
几乎是被收拾的是啊，干干净净。
It was almost spotless.
这个，但有很多人说，这就可能是因果报应吧。
Many people say that this is probably retribution.